Thank you and good afternoon. Early this morning, a correctional officer on routine patrol in the Mendocino County Jail noticed an inmate who was unresponsive. The inmate was a 59-year-old female who had been last seen sleeping normally about a half hour prior during an earlier check of the cells. Medical staff immediately began performing life-saving measures, but the inmate was pronounced dead around 2 o'clock in the morning. There wasn't any evidence discovered at the scene to suggest foul play, but an investigation is being conducted by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. An autopsy was conducted today and the results are pending. The victim's identity is being withheld at this time. Thursday morning in Eureka, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force and Probation Department served a search warrant in the 2200 block of Munson Court. Agents contacted Henry Stamel, who had an arrest warrant out of Baldwin County in Alabama. Stamel was arrested without incident and the search of the residence was conducted. The search turned up marijuana packaged for sale, pay and owe receipts, a large amount of cash, and evidence of interstate shipping. The search didn't end there, however. Law enforcement learned that Stamel had a storage unit which contained more marijuana packaged for sale, more cash, and packaging materials. In total, over 2 pounds of concentrated cannabis and over 50 pounds of marijuana were seized. Stamel was booked into county jail for numerous drug charges. Arcata firefighters responded to a report of smoke coming from a wooded area near the 4900 block of Boyd Road Thursday evening. As they neared the scene, they could see a large column of white smoke that originated from a vegetation fire of about a tenth of an acre in size. The fire was spreading towards dry grass, and it was difficult for firefighters to access the area behind the Eureka Ready Mix concrete due to the terrain and 2 chain-link fences. Once on scene, the fire was extinguished quickly and caused no damage other than burned grass, but the origin of the fire is considered suspicious. Caltrans was sent to the scene to help build a fire break with hand tools, and the fire was located near 2 suspected homeless encampments. Humboldt State University will hold a candlelight vigil at 5 today to remember those who lost their lives in the bus crash while on the way to visit the campus last spring. Along with the bus driver and the driver of the FedEx truck who hit the bus, 5 high school students and all counselors and chaperones died in the crash, while over 30 people were left with injuries. The vigil will have an open mic session for family, friends, and community members to speak and pay their tributes. Following that deadly collision a year ago, donors to the school gave more than $65,000 to establish scholarships in honor of the victims, and in the past school year, 24 students were each awarded $1,000 scholarships from the fund. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A new package of bills regarding tobacco use have been introduced. Dan Squire has more.
It's always been a good time to quit smoking cigarettes, using electronic cigarettes, or smokeless tobacco, and a new package of bills introduced into the state legislature is aimed at getting more people to stop using tobacco products. 5 bills that address the use of cigarettes, vaping, chewing tobacco, and health care costs are now being considered in Sacramento. 1 bill would raise the purchase age for cigarettes from 18 to 21. A 2nd bill bans the use of smokeless tobacco at all sporting events and in all sporting venues and ballparks in the state of California, including professional ballparks. A 3rd bill will regulate the use of electronic cigarettes and bring their use and the sale of related products under the same umbrella of regulations that govern tobacco. The final 2 bills are tied together. 1 would raise the tax on a pack of cigarettes by $2, and that would in turn provide expanded funding for Medi-Cal.
Thank you, Dan. The sheriff's office has released few details, but a Hoopa man is recovering from a gunshot wound he suffered near Airport Road. A Hoopa ambulance crew initially took the victim to the ambulance station for treatment, and he was then taken to a hospital for further treatment and surgery. The victim is now in stable condition, but little has been released about why he was shot or who did the shooting. Deputies have opened an investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.